Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Rufus Wainwright, of course, with Beautiful Child. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I'm with you for the next 2 hours, until midnight, if you're listening to the broadcast as it goes out. But for the next 2 hours, whenever you're listening, I know plenty of you, I'd say more than 50% of you, listen again during the week. Particularly fond of people who listen when they should be working. Yeah, it's the rebel in me. I chose that tune because of the fantastic trumpet solo in the middle there. I bet that's fun to play, especially live. Because this week I'm going to focus on the trumpet. A lot of the tunes that I've chosen to play this week feature trumpet that I really love. That song, Beautiful Child, was produced by my very good friend Marius De Vries. I've not spoken to Marius in a little while, but he did some work with Elbow on our third record, I beg your pardon. And a lovely man he is too. I have since become friends with Rufus, of course, and not seen him for a while either, but very proud to be mates with them too. Not just name-dropping randomly. Oh, I suppose I am, but it doesn't matter, does it? I'm the Chief of Police. I can do whatever I want. Our usual features this week, we'll be finding out what our hero Sir Patrick Moore was up to, among other things. This week in the year 2000, in our regular feature, That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. I'll be diving into the BBC archive and returning clutching a pearl, one of Geraldine James's Desert Island Disc choices this week. The Beckopedia will drop by and educate us once more on a tune that's important for us to know about. And of course, a criminal cover version will face the music, so to speak, in It Was Murder. All that coming up in the next 2 hours. Also got some new releases from Villagers. That's actually a re-release, but a great tune it is too. What else have we got? Got a new one from my old friend Josh T. Pearson. A long-awaited solo album from Josh, who was the lead singer of Lift to Experience. A good friend of mine for many moons. A really fantastic song as well. I think my favourite male voice in the world. We'll be hearing a bit of that later on as well. And much, much more. But first of all, keeping with the theme of this week's show, here's Louis Prima, who is underrated as a trumpet player, I think. Just have a listen to the way he plays on this next tune. It's called I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You. And he's wishing death upon somebody who was his friend for stealing his meatballs, which seems a little excessive to me. But there you go, it made for a nice tune. Here's Louis Prima from his album The Wildest. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Happy Sunday, all.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
When you're dead and in your grave, no more ravioli will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
I invite you to my house for a meal. All my meatballs you try to steal. You're a dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
I will be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
I'll be standing on a corner plastered when they bring your body by. You're a devil, you.
there we go. There's Louis Prima, and I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'm pre-recording the show, as always, in my little house here in Prestwich, almost a week before broadcast, because the band are very busy at the moment. There's an awful lot going on, so I have to slot it in whenever I can doing the show. So a lot of your emails won't have arrived yet, but do keep sending them, because I'll get round to reading them all eventually. I mentioned that Villagers are re-releasing a song of theirs. They were nominated for the Mercury Prize this year, and I saw Connor from, who is Villagers on his own, I saw Connor performing live at the ceremony. I was there with I Am Clute, who were all also nominated last year, I should say. And he did a live version of this song on his own. It was a spellbinding performance, and we're currently trying to see if we can get him supporting us somewhere on our upcoming tour, just for the excuse of being able to see him play again. Here it is. It's re-released on April the 10th. It's Becoming a Jackal from Villagers, and it sounds like this.
The most familiar wound, every implement was leading to you, and your homely sense of disarray, never once the same. Always rearranged, but things would never change. In the scene between the window frame, where the jackals preyed on every soul, where they tied you to a pole and stripped you of your clothes.
I was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And each time they found fresh meat to chew, I would turn away and return to you. You would offer me your unmade bed, feed me till I'm fed, read me till I'm read. But when the morning came, you would catch me at the window again, in an eyes wide open sleeping state, staring into space, with no look upon my face.
Was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And when I got older, when I grew bolder, out onto the streets I flew, released from your shadow.
Song as truth, you should wonder what I'm taking from you, how I benefit from you being here, lending me your ears while I'm selling you my fears.
Villagers and Becoming a Jackal, a great tune. Correction, it was released on April the 26th last year. It's re-released on February the 14th this year. Okay, this next tune's by Anne Peebles. I was on the phone to my old friend Urshad today. I saw him and his wife Romana last week when they were home for a little while. A wonderful bloke he is. He's a filmmaker. You might have seen Urshad's work. He did a great film not so long ago. Well, maybe it is long ago now, called The Muslim Jesus, which was showing Jesus appears in the Quran, and he did a show drawing parallels between Christianity and Islam. Very responsible, wonderful filmmaker he is. Anyway, he found this tune by Ann Peebles when he was making a film recently and he wanted to put something funky on the soundtrack. It's called I Pity the Fool. He recommended it for the show. So, courtesy of Urshad Ashraf, this is Ann Peebles and I Pity the Fool. Ann Peebles and I Pity the Fool.
Six Music. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
It's a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot could fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Coe.
Carefully chosen music. Beautiful, loud, gentle, sometimes terrifying. And I'll mix it up. Best bits in between come from the listeners. I go home at midnight. That's it.
Archive concert tracks.
Music archive is a wonderful thing and I'm glad my show gets to celebrate so much of it. One of the best things is the polite applause you get from early 1970s audiences, which contrasts nicely with the bellowing, whooping Herberts of more recent shows.
Thank you.
Gideon Coe.
Simply, it can make washing up slightly more bearable.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Even for those with dishwashers.
On Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
It's now time for the greatest radio item ever broadcast. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night That Week That Was. On this week in the year 2000, in political news, Stephen Norris was chosen as Conservative candidate for Mayor of London. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, remember him, launched a furious attack on Ken Livingstone, who was trying to become Labour's candidate. Didn't work, did it? In wacky, backy news, the Cabinet Office Minister, Mo Mollam, admitted smoking cannabis. She was in charge of the government's anti-drugs campaign and is well cool. In birdie news, the RSPB announced that numbers of the once common skylark had declined dramatically because of new farming practices. Oh, you bastards. In pay news, nurses and other NHS staff were given a pay rise above inflation for the second year running. Good. And in Dead Dictator News this week in 2000, the handwritten notes for one of Adolf Hitler's most notorious speeches were sold at auction in Swindon this week. One question, why Swindon? In water news, Francisco Ferreras broke the world record for free diving after this week, reaching a depth of 162 metres without oxygen. Easy. In moon news, Britain should have enjoyed its first lunar eclipse in 2 years this week, but sadly the view was obscured by clouds for most of the country. And in merger news, EMI announced that they were going to merge with Time Warner in a deal worth around £12 billion. The merger, which would have created the world's largest record company, later fell through. In Flick to Kick news, the makers of Sabutio announced that they would no longer be manufacturing the game. It had reportedly lost its attraction in the age of the computer. A friend of mine, Gemma, once said that her mum pretended to be Father Christmas 1 year and was shouting down the chimney in their home, and her delighted brother Tom said, "Can I have Sabutio, Father Christmas?" And she shouted, "Sabutio, Tom." I love it. In birdie news, more birdie news, getting back to the news this week in 2000, 1,300 pairs of Hooper swans, all migrating from Iceland, made their temporary home this week at Martin Mere, south of Southport. In lava news, Pacaya, Guatemala's most active volcano, erupted, spewing lava and ash hundreds of feet into the air. And in technology news, a man who had been blind for 25 years became able to see again thanks to a tiny camera wired to his brain. Scientists in New York said the device allowed him to make out shapes and calculate distance. In zoo news, Bristol Zoo offered help for arachnophobics this week with counselling sessions and special classes in hypnotherapy for people who wanted to overcome their fear of spiders. Why bother? Is Bristol overrun with spiders? Does the world's spider population holiday in Bristol? Why Bristol? Anyway, in obituary news, buying the farm this week was actress Hedy Lamarr. Acknowledged as one of Hollywood's most beautiful actresses, she initially achieved international notoriety in a Czech film called Ecstasy, which featured a 10-minute nude swimming scene. Sexy. In her spare time, she was an inventor and mathematician who, during World War II, co-invented a technique for radio-controlling torpedoes. Now that is sexy. In music news, coaster singer Will Jones died this week, aged 71. The band's biggest hits were Yakety Yak and Charlie Brown. In music news, it was reported that Mick Jagger had missed out on his knighthood because of his overactive sex life. After deciding to knight him, British Prime Minister Tony Blair had apparently had second thoughts over the message it would give out about family values. Blair later had third thoughts, and Jagger got his gong in 2003. Rock and roll. The Manic Street Preachers went to number one in the UK singles charts with The Masses Against the Classes, the band's second UK number one. The single was a limited release, deleted on the day of issue. In more music news, tourism chiefs in Liverpool were banned from putting up motorway signs saying Liverpool, the birthplace of the Beatles. The Highways Agency claimed the signs would distract motorists, and we'll hear a typically fitting song from those boys in a minute. First of all, though, and more important than all of this, in the first Sky at Night of the new millennium, Patrick looked back at the last millennium with Dr. Alan Chapman and discussed the last 1,000 years of astronomy. What a guy.
That was the Sky at Night. That week, that was.
Beatles and Drive My Cars, if I had to tell you. Time for a Song for Guy recommendation. This one comes from Edan Tal, and he says, I came across this song by accident after someone had left it on my computer, and I just fell for it straight away. I was only 15 or so, and it was the first song that made me appreciate just how brilliant punk can be. Thanks very much, Edan. See you in the pub soon. And yeah, this is Richard Hell and the Voidoids and the Blank Generation. Richard Hell and the Voidoids, as recommended by Edan Tal and the Blank Generation. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, and you should base your recommendation on the music I play on the programme, as well as the music I'm involved in making with Elbow and other people, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Thank you. Right, here's an email with an accusation which, frankly, I resent. Dear Guy, towards the end of last summer, a good friend of myself happened to be in that fine Manchester hostelry, the Britain's Protection. Upon our exit, we decided to relieve our full and content bladders from their fine ale payload. At some point on this short journey, you happened to insert yourself between our cells, and we all stood in a line answering the call of nature. How we marvelled at your spectacular, shameless, flatulent expulsion. By the look on your face, you seemed very satisfied. I pondered this and came to the conclusion that better in the gents than the beer garden on such a balmy evening. Happily, we all washed our hands and carried on with our evenings. I had to disagree with my friend outside the above public house when he expressed that that was the best thing he'd heard you come out with for years. Keep on keeping on, Andy from Manchester. Well, he can't have been me, Andy. I keep that kind of behaviour to myself and I don't drink as a rule. But do tell your friend he can kiss my trumper. There's another email here that says, Dear Guy, recent convert to Six Music, and I'm rather glad to have stumbled upon your show by happy accident. Unfortunately, during this time, I've been continuously subjected to I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire on account of a popular post-apocalyptic video game. If you find listenership has gone down by a third when it gets played, don't despair. I will have just gone to stick the kettle on and we'll be back shortly. Some cheeky monkeys, isn't there, today, emailing in. And here's a third one. Guy, brilliant as you are at doing the show, geezer, what's with not telling the innocent among your listenerhood that playing the bass on God Must Be a Boogeyman was the greatest bass player ever born, Jaco Pastorius? Some laps there, my man, especially as telling us that Jan Hammer played on the record. A whole lot of music fans will not think Jan Hammer played a fretless Fender. Easy, Craig. Oh, all right, thanks for correcting me. He says, P.S. I await your blowing the collective mind by playing a Yes track in its entirety. Well, as I said before, I can do whatever I like. I'm the chief of police. Here is all 8.5 minute of the wonderful Roundabout by Yes. I do have to apologise for the samba bit at 3:30. Really quite mystifying.
Thank you.
go. I'll be accepting your adoration and abuse for that. That was Yes and Roundabout. All 8.5 glorious minutes of it. Me and Mark Potter know every note and beat of that tune. This next song, by stark contrast, is 3 minutes 40 seconds long. It's from a band called Dogbite, who are out on the amazing Young Turks label. It's called Machino Machino, and it's absolutely top. Dogbite and Machino Machino. I think that chap's from Atlanta, if I remember correctly. Let's have another new release. The Phoenix Foundation are from New Zealand, and they're named after a foundation in the cult show MacGyver, if you remember that. This song's called Buffalo, and I have to tell you that although it's only just finding a release here, it's out on January the 31st, they have won just about every award possible back home in New Zealand. So look out for the Phoenix Foundation in the coming months. This is Buffalo.
Yeah.
AA. That was Buffalo by the Phoenix Foundation.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamag. Weekdays from 4 p.m.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody.
The insightful musings of a man who loves his music.
He's like some of those songs that just shot out of the catapults.
New music, alternative classics,
and your well-endowed selections.
I just think it's got a wicked glint in its eye, that's right.
So here's my heart.
Steve Lamag, weekday afternoons from 4. BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
More new music, let's have three in a row. This, too, is coming out on the Young Turks label, who really are quite a special bunch. They, of course, have the XX. And this is Glasser. This is another single off her excellent album, Ring. This is out on February the 21st, and it's called Treasury of We. Glasser and Treasure of We. That's out on the February the 21st. If you haven't got her album, go get it. Once more, that was Glasser and Treasure of We. I absolutely love that girl's voice. Let's hear now a little snippet from the BBC archive. This is actress Geraldine James, and one of her Desert Island Disc classics.
Now, your most recent film, I mentioned, is Calendar Girls, hugely successful, as everybody will know. It's kind of female answer to the Full Monty, wasn't it? The WI women who posed discreetly nude, I think, for a calendar to raise money for charity. You did not get your kit off, and you were jealous of those who did, I'm told.
Well, it was such fun. I mean, they all had such a great time. And it was the first time in my life I actually said to a director, can't I take my clothes off too? And I tried to put in a line saying, are you still looking for Miss November? But they wouldn't let me. They kept saying, you're the baddie, shut up.
You're the baddie. On. You were the sort of rather prissy head of the branch of the WI.
Yes, I was fictional. I was completely fictional. But there must have been a voice in there somewhere going, disapprove, disapprove. So I was the personification of that person.
And meanwhile, Helen Mirren, Julie Walters, Celia Imrie, and all the rest of them had wonderful times hiding their bosoms behind ice buns with sort of little red cherries on or whatever it was. It's interesting that they should all agree to do it and that you wanted to do it, i.e. take your clothes off in that moment. Is this kind of safety in numbers, really?
Yes, exactly. We're all doing it, so let's all join in and do it. And apparently the day they did it, it was absolutely wonderful. They all had a great time.
And you weren't there.
And I wasn't there. I said, I'll come and just be there anyway, but no.
Record number one, tell me about that.
This was actually, my brother and I were driving in his little Fiat 600 through Gloucestershire or somewhere to go to a party, and this music came on the radio, and we literally stopped the car to listen to it because we'd never heard anything like it. And it's Nick Drake, and it's from his first album, which is Five Leaves Left, and it's a song called Man in the Shed.
Through my head. Please don't think red shirts are nicer than you thought.
The wonderful Nick Drake and Man in a Shed, as chosen are by Geraldine James. Okay, Nico Case has got one of my favourite voices. I absolutely love it. This is quite a short song from Fox Confessor, Brings the Flood, which is a great record if you don't own it. It's called At Last.
I can say that I've lived here in honour and danger, but I'm just an animal and cannot explain a lie. Down this chain of days I wish to stay among my people. Relation now means nothing, having chosen so defined. And if death should smell my breathing as it passed beneath my window, let it lead me trembling, trembling. I own every bell that tolls me.
BBC.
Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
You're a dead sparrow.
Oh,
gorgeous song was Shannon Wright from the album Letting the Light, that's In the Morning. I first came across Shannon Wright playing live at an All Tomorrow's Parties in Minehead, at the Butlins in Minehead. Me and Mrs. Badger went down. It was curated by Warren Ellis of the Bad Seeds, and it was great. Saw her play, saw both Bill Callahan and Joanna Newsom. I think they were together at the time. Not that that's important. Saw Nick Cave play with the Bad Seeds, saw Grinderman, and my friend Josh T. Pearson played. In fact, that was the last time I saw him. I need to see Josh again. I'm going to be playing his new single in a little while. He's finally finished his solo album, which is gorgeous. But the theme of this week's show is the trumpet. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, by the way. I'm supposed to tell you that at least once an hour, in case you've just tuned in. And I'm concentrating on the trumpet for for a lot of the selections for the rest of the show. This is Green Pitch from an album called Kneelab. Very tragically, the girl that sings this song fell off a ladder and ended up in a wheelchair, which is pretty awful. But she made this very, very beautiful record after the event, so it didn't quell her creativity. It's very tender. I love the trumpet on it. It's called Ace of Hearts.
A chill in my chest, right from the start. An ace up your sleeve, like an arrow through a heart. Broken morning on your warm melon belly. To think that I will one day blush below for almost sacred reason.
Green Pitch and Ace of Hearts from the album Kneelab. Lovely, eh? Some more lovely trumpet on this tune. Sort of betrays it as being recorded in the 80s. It's got quite a lot of delay on it at one point. But a great song. Robert Wyatt is more famous for this tune, but here we are with the author singing it. This is Elvis Costello's Shipbuilding.
Just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task. But I'll be by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for
saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building.
Elvis Costello and Shipbuilding, featuring a beautiful trumpet. Timeless, classic, beautiful folk songwriting. Great music. And you know, great music don't take care of itself. Oh no. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1936 by Maschwitz and Strachey, is a song of nostalgic romance, embraced by some of the world's greatest singers, from Ella to Nat King Cole. But those old-fashioned sentiments wouldn't survive long in a world of homicidal musical maniacs. First to have a stab at it was dastardly Dirk Bogarde, whose ham-dram delivery forsook the melody in favour of a dreadful drawl worthy of the William Shatner School of Slaughter. Next to raise his hatchet was Brian Ferry, whose tremulous vibrato combined with a staccato delivery, whistles, hand claps and finger clips had it wincing and flinching with each successive phrase. Then, not content with assaulting it in the style of a weary Vera Lynn, Noel Crossroads Gordon then incited a sycophantic audience to join in the violence and even had the audacity to accept their applause. But when syrup-soaked sugarmongers, the Ray Conniff Singers, donned their ballroom shoes and prepared to slowly sashay and sway all over this once starry-eyed standard. It was Moida.
A cigarette.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings and who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and long excited cables, and candle lights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it, the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet, to find you still. These things are dear to me, they seem to bring you near to me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you. These foolish things remind me of you.
That was eventually, mercifully, Nat King Cole. Before that, it was the murderers of the Ray Conniff Singers. Blech. More Moida next week.
music live.
2010, another year of amazing live music on Six Music. Gigs, sessions and unique collaborations, including Fun-Loving Criminals and Roots Maneuver.
Original Criminal Maneuvers, yo. We Maneuvers, yo.
Paul Weller and Corinne Bailey-Ray. Heaven 17, Anna Rue. Join us in 2011 for more huge events, live broadcasts and intimate sessions.
Six Music, live.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
Another song for Guy recommendation now from Sarah Rankine in Leicester. She says, I've been listening for a couple of years. Your show makes Sunday nights bearable. Oh, you sound a bit depressed. My favourite artist of all time is John Martin, she goes on to say. The world is a sadder place without him. Oh, you are depressed. I have loved the music of John Martin since 1974 with the Solid Air album. I'd love to hear The Man at the Station. It makes me sad and happy all at the same time. Oh, Jesus, Sarah, just be happy. Be happy. Would it make you happy if I played your recommendation? I think it would. Here he is, and I do agree. A loss to the world musically. Wonderful man. Here's John Martin and Man in the Station.
There's a man in the station, the train in the rain. There's a face in the mirror that's showing the street. There's a woman in the darkness standing apart. There's a love in the man that's breaking his arm. But it's all right, catching the next train home. The next asking why there's a beast in my heart that's dying of life. There's a baby and a woman that's waiting to cry. But it's alright, I'm catching the next train home. The next train home. Start loving the human race. There's just gotta be a way for a crazy face. Get out from under this paper chase. But it's alright, I'm catching the next train home. Next train home. There's a man in the station, in the train, in the rain. There's a face in the mirror, showing the street. There's a woman in the dark that's standing apart. There's a love in the man that's breaking his heart. But it's all right, I'm catching the next train.
For Sarah Rankin, thanks for the recommendation. That was John Martin and Man in the Station. Not heard that for years. Really enjoyed it. So I mentioned earlier that the lead singer of Live to Experience, who split up some years ago, Josh T. Pearson, is a good friend of mine. He's a very elegant, very, very intelligent, softly spoken Texan with an enormous beard. A very funny man he is too. I've not seen Josh for a while, but one Christmas he spent at my flat in Manchester where I used to live, and I can't remember why we were going to London, but very hungover on a train to London, I was asking him about anti-French feeling in the southern states due to them not wishing to back the invasion of Iraq by George Bush's government. So you could tell when about it was. One of the generals had just called the French cheese-eating surrender monkeys. And and I'd heard a rumour that the French fries had been renamed Freedom Fries in branches of McDonald's. So I asked Josh, because I found it a little bit too far-fetched, that last comment. So I asked Josh, what was the feeling towards the French in America, and was the McDonald's story true? He said, no, French fries hadn't been renamed Freedom Fries. He said, I'll try and do a Texan accent. I'm sure that Julie in Dallas will be on the line telling me it's crap. But Joshua said, I was listening to a radio program before I came away called France Good or Bad. And on there, there was an old lady that phoned in, and the DJ said, you're on the line, ma'am. And she said, send the bitch back. And he said, I beg your pardon, ma'am. And she said, that's right, you heard me, send the bitch back. I'm talking about the Statue of Liberty. I thought it was an amazing story anyway. Lots of love to Joshua T. Pearson, lots of luck with this album. It is superb. He has my favourite male voice at the moment, and he's a good friend. This is Thou Art Loosed.
Day Closes is an autobiographical film by Terence Davies. Centred on a year in his childhood and set in post-war Liverpool, it's a mesmerising collage of memories from a young boy with a big imagination, standing on the edge of childhood and adolescence where magic and innocence are so often lost to harsh reality. Its placid pace allows every shot to breathe as the screen is filled with exquisite images, from shafts of sunlight on the carpet to beams of torchlight pointing upwards towards the endless night. One of the most evocative devices is the use of sound. Whilst much of the picture has little or no dialogue, it features voices from films and radio and a wonderfully eclectic mixture of music from classical to 50s contemporary. Whether to convey a remembered emotion, enhance a visual fantasy, or trigger a shared memory, every piece of music is lovingly placed, culminating in the sublime finale of a beautiful and lingering sunset, accompanied by the glorious combined voices of Pro Cantione Antiqua. The long day closes is warm, gentle, and ultimately as uplifting as Terence Davies' quiet masterpiece itself. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
I am Clute, featuring ace trumpeter Bob Marsh and The Same Shoes. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and whoever engineered the show this week. I never know who it is. Thanks to the Beckopedia for ear input. Thank you so much for everyone who recommended Song for Guys and sent emails, even the two cheeky monkeys. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, And it just remains for me to say to you...
Yeah.